Uganda suggested significant progress in the fight against HIV and AIDS, setting it on a trajectory to eliminate the disease by 2030. According to Uganda AIDS Commission, there have been major reductions in HIV prevalence, new infections and HIV-related deaths. The commission attributes the significant gains to coordinated national efforts, strong political leadership and implementation of the presidential fast-track initiative against the disease, which has tormented the world since the early 1980s. And Dr. Nelson Musoba, the director general of the Uganda AIDS Commission, described Uganda's progress as the outcome of years of sustained national commitment. The country's HIV prevalence stands at 4.9%, a sharp decline from 18% in the 1980s. Dr. Musoba reports that 1.5 million people are living with HIV in Uganda today, with about 930,000 women and approximately 570,000 men. Of these, 1.3 million are currently receiving treatment. New infections have also dropped significantly from 94,000 in 2010 to 37,000 in 2024, while AIDS-related deaths have reduced from 54,000 in 2010 to 20,000. According to Dr. Musoba, HIV prevalence is significantly higher in women compared to men, meaning women form the bulk of HIV infections, while men have the highest treatment gaps compared to women, and this means men die more from HIV-related illnesses. Governors again unveiled five new pillars for accelerating Uganda's response to HIV and AIDS interventions in the country.